This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News. This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, well, exceptional Americans are what are going to stop the globalists. With us right now is a very exceptional American and Canadian, I might add. And that's Dr. Jim Garrow. He's holding over this portion of from the previous hour, this portion too, of Agenda 21 Radio. And we're asking him to hold over because we were starting to get some questions about his comments that he was making, first of all, about the Jefferson movement and the Calexit movement being very much aligned with one another, seemingly of the same goals. But we also had a question for him that came in from one of our listeners. And I know, Jim, I really appreciate you staying over because I know you're being pressed because you are now a movie star. People don't realize that.
Yeah.
Our very own Jim Garrow is a movie star. And listen, maybe another year, probably he'll be getting himself an Oscar. Anyway, I a lot of emphasis on the term Oscar.
Yeah,
that Hollywood pronunciation of Oscar. Anyway, one of the things that came up, a big question mark, asked Jim Garrow about what's going on in China. Of course, Jim has had big relationships with China.
Well, as you know, the big players in the world right now are China and the U.S. Now that Trump is rebuilding reputation around the planet, China, which had started to move its bases, remember the Senkuku Island chain?
Correct.
They were looking for influence, moving everything closer and closer as forward operating bases toward America, but also, you know, moving out into Indonesia, having actual presence there. So China is now really quite desperate to hold the reins of influence over as many areas of the planet as they possibly can, because they know one thing. First of all, the CIA is now being cleaned out of the Obama bunch. thanks to, again, Mr. Trump. So he's putting good people in, and that means that once again, America will have listening ears and intelligence gathering apparatus that works, that's not being, you know, handled by the president and shut down by his lackeys. So this is a good thing. China has to try and maintain control as they went, you know, further and further afield. You know, they have a big mechanism in Europe right now with lots of the European politicians and the business leaders in the back pocket, and that's all about money and again, influence. So China's made the moves all while Obama was sitting there,
right,
egging them on, helping them out as much as possible. They talk about treason against America and its interests, again, laid at the feet of Obama.
The Xi Jinping.
Xi Jinping. Yeah.
How do you say that again?
Xi Jinping.
Okay, because I say it really fast, and it's probably a little bit disrespectful. But I don't mean to be disrespectful, just that I just don't know Chinese that well.
Yeah, Paul okay. Priestin.
Yeah,
Paul
Priestin. There you go, yeah. Paul Priestin. Yeah. That's how they probably say the Paul Priestin guy. So what I guess the big question is, there must have been a time in which Xi Jinping really didn't realize or what to make of Obama as president and the relationship vis-a-vis Russia or China and the United States. Is that correct? He just didn't know what to make of the guy.
Well, that's partly true, but you know, you got to remember that this guy is an educator in the background in his past, so he knows about people in education circles, and they're not all socialists. And the man actually respected the views of people. Well, Hillsdale College, you know that small bunch in Michigan?
Right.
Believe it or not, there are some Chinese guys who have influence right up to Xi Jinping who are attending Hillsdale. And of course, their effort is there to understand what the right really wants, what they stand for, and are they a threat? So they get it right from the classroom at the extreme right, and they find out that, well, you know what? We've got the same aims.
Yeah, you know what's really interesting is our own Chris Street. Every 2 years, he teaches a college courses at UCI and also Cal State Northridge. And who takes his classes but the Chinese Supreme Court have a special hold on him, and he teaches their judicial leaders, you know, economics and the judicial system in the United States. So they come to Chris Street, our own Chris Street, plus he has a bunch of other Chinese leaders who come during the summertime and take his classes there at UCI. So the Hillsdale College, so they clearly are trying to find out about the right wing.
Well, yeah, who would have thunk it, eh?
Yeah.
Well, what they want is things that work.
Right.
And that's, I mean, they're great imitators of reality. So as much as they'll copy our products, they'll copy our ideology if it works and solidifies their advantage in the world scene. So they see part of what we're doing as being admirable, and they want to copy it.
Okay, moving on, because we only have a few more minutes left here with you. The situation going on with Donald Trump, Sessions, and this Mueller investigation, is your thoughts on that?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Trump knows this. You put the hound dogs to work. You let them loose, but then you always, you know, pull them back in, and you know, they want their food, right? That's the way you work with dogs. You train them by feeding them, right?
Right.
Okay. So these guys need their food. So even with a guy like Mueller, don't worry about Mueller. He's got the reins are tight with Mueller. So, Trump's a master. He's a master business guy who works with multi-layers of people but knows how to keep control. So this is not a wild and woolly west kind of a scenario. No, the guy's in charge. Don't worry about the media. The media has its talking points given to them, shared by each other, because it's always the same stuff. That's being said, right? The left-wing media says the same stuff. Well, it's not out of control. You know, if there's seeming disarray in the White House, well, that's in the mind of the guy who's reporting it to his buddies in the socialist media. So don't worry about that crap, because that's what it is.
The outing of Rance Priebus and his ultimate demise with the president, a good thing.
Oh, thank Thank goodness. How long have we had to put up with that worm?
Oh, man, I know.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, there it is, a definitive move, and the replacement is somebody you'll respect over time.
Well, you know, the Rance Priebus thing was a disaster for him from the get-go, but it's obvious Trump needed to have Rance Priebus around for a while.
Oh, yeah, keep your enemies closer.
Right.
I mean, let's face it, you know, he learned that well. So Priebus exposed himself constantly, ran interference, and, well, it was obvious to the loyalists what was going on, and they were just waiting for the shoe to drop.
So let's talk about the Muslim influence in the White House. It's severely diminished.
Oh, yeah, big time. Now, you know, he's reined that in tremendously. And anyone who thinks that he's making moves that may look like he's giving some Muslims influence, nah, all he's doing is giving them a chance to expose themselves
right.
and the connections that they have. And watch his moves. Watch the solid moves in to protect, because that's the next thing you'll see.
Yeah.
He will start protecting and demand the protection of Christians who have been
right.
slaughtered in Iran and Iraq and, you know, throughout the world. So it's coming.
It's amazing, the God factor. Listen, Jim, we're coming up against the break here, and I want to thank you very much for being with us and sticking around. I know you've got to get ready for your acting career.
Yeah. Yeah, well, thanks, man. I always appreciate being on there. Say hi to Chris Street for me.
I sure will.
And I hope you get him on to talk about the impact economically of the nation, the intent of the
I will. Listen, thank you very much. We're listening to Dr. Jim Garrow here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and you can email me, paul@a21r.com. We'll be right back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. It's always nice to have Dr. Garrow on the radio show. Seems to sort of settle things down and put things into perspective. Anyway, a lot of things happening. It's just amazing. And we aren't even halfway through the show yet, and we still have Chris Street to really knock our socks off in the next hour. He's got the hottest article out there right now on Breitbart. Thousands of hits on it, or views, or comments, I guess. And these aren't hits. These are just comments. I don't know how many views. They probably got about 100,000 views off of his article. So he'll be joining us here in the next hour to talk about, are you ready, sanctuary cities. And Rahm Emanuel steps up. Unbelievable. Oh, we're going to sue tomorrow, you know, meaning today. This is Rahm Emanuel. Never let a good crisis go to waste. Well, what we have in Chicago right now with Rahm Emanuel is his crisis is wasting away. And, you know, the poor souls of the people that, the thousands that have been murdered since Rahm Emanuel has been mayor of that city. It's just incredible. Remember, he's an Obamaphile. He was with Obama. He served as White House chief of staff or something like that when Obama was first elected. Then he goes and, you know, sort of like the spawn of Satan, goes off to Chicago, their hometown, so to speak, and look what they've got going on out there. Big deal. Big deal, the sanctuary city thing. And it's the progressives, the globalists, are looking to make this a huge wedge issue with the United States, of course. This is the thing about the progressives, the left, Jerry Brown's. They don't care about citizens in their own state. No, they want the illegal aliens. Now, I got to tell you, it's a sad day because, and this shows you how satanic these people are. These poor people who want to come to the United States they're utilizing. Now we're talking about Brown and Emanuel and Obama. They're utilizing the dream that we have in the United States, or we've projected around the world, of freedom. I get that, and people want to come to the United States. We get that. You know, that's what we want, is we want people to come to the United States and immigrate legally, not illegally. So they put out this whole thing, we'll bring you over across the border. It'll be illegal, but that's okay. We got the cartels. We'll pay them. You need to pay them. Your way to America is, you know, paved with your blood, sweat, and your children and so on. And these people come here illegally, not really knowing what the system is. They're being duped, if you will, by Emanuel and Jerry Brown. And they're forced into an illegal situation to begin with. Now, of course, to those people, and we're talking about the progressives, that's a great deal. We can create illegality with these illegal immigrants right up front, and we can start to break the law, the notion of law and order, which is what our constitutional government provides. Hello, a Republican form of government, and they want to break that down. And certainly what our ancillary targets like the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, those are things that are all just sort of broken down as well. So that's what these people are trying to do. And of course, the crisis is now sanctuary city status for those very same illegal aliens. It's a sick system, and it's really at the bottom root of it is all about trafficking and human flesh and slavery. That's what it is. We've heard us talk about that. We've written about this for years now. That's what we have here, is a situation like that. Okay, some of the other comments I was going to get to, that's a little mini rant going on here, but some of the other comments I was going to get to about, I get, you know, here we are, we're in the next half hour of the next hour, And I'm already still talking about the revelations of Dr. Garrow from the last hour. Now, one of the things that was emailed to me, and I'm looking at my phone for the emails. I know I've got, listen, I've got a million screens, but I have to use my phone for my emails. You have to see the studio. I've got one, two, three, four. I've got six screens and monitors that we work from here to produce the show and get it out to you. And Studio 21, which is, of course, what we're doing here. Okay, question is, or one of the things that was brought up by one of our listeners, the SOJ lawsuit is designed to begin the reversal of Reynolds versus Sims. That's true. And I'm going to read you the next comment that came in after this, because this has been one of my positions with the leaders of the SOJ movement as to what are they doing here. I put this to them over a year and a half ago. Wait a minute. You're talking lawsuit now. Where's this going? And Reynolds versus Sims, of course, is the lack of representation. It's the whole basis for the SOJ lawsuit. Now, it's not like this type of case for representation has not been tried by other courts and other districts, circuits, you know, like the Ninth Circuit. You got the Fourth Circuit, the Fifth, and so on. Other circuits have tried this before. And in fact, my understanding, and I base this on a couple of lawyers that I've interviewed about this, over 2,000 times in one form or another, Reynolds v. Sims has been brought to the courts. In all cases, it's been shut down. They say it's the law of the land. Now, Reynolds versus Sims basically says that the representation, either congressional representation or state representation, needs to be based on the number of people. So if you know, your state says you've got 1,000 people in your state and you've got two senators and you're going to get, you know, four members of the House of Representatives. If you got 7,500 of your people that live in one county, guess what? You're going to get three members of the House in that one county, and all the rest of the counties are just going to get one. That's the way it works. Very simplified, but that's the way it works. So that's Reynolds versus Sims, and that's the whole notion of the Jefferson lawsuit to bring back representation. But this is the point that I was making over a year and a half ago to the leadership of this Jefferson folks. And this is because I said to them, I said, you can't get a state, because I thought I was signing up for the whole statehood thing. And little did I know, they flipped the script and said, oh, no, it's about a lawsuit now. Really? And so I said to them at the time, and this is what the person who's listening to the radio show says, and they surmise this, if Reynolds v. Sims is overturned, then there will be no need for SOJ. And that's true. That's think about it. There won't be any need. And that is something, an argument I presented to them, and they said, oh, no, no. They kind of, and I said, wait a minute, there's something wrong with the picture. Why would you have a state? Because what's going to happen, let's say it continues all the way through and they're victorious. The Jefferson lawsuit is victorious. Well, what's going to happen is they're going to say, well, you know, California fix it. So California will fix it. And they'll say, okay, well, we'll break it up. We'll give you a senator for each county. We'll give you two members of the assembly for each county, basic. And then we're going to give, you know, a little bit more for those that have higher numbers of people in it. And that settles the lawsuit. Okay, what's that done? That has done nothing more than strengthen California. And there won't be a state out of that. There's no need for a state if you have that argument. So no statehood. It's a dead end, just like the lawsuit's a dead end, because you can't get a state from a lawsuit. Now, they've been brought to that point to admit that, these people of Jefferson, the leaders. They understand that. They understand exactly what I have told them that numerous times over the last year, which they still want to progress and get $1 million for a lawsuit. Why? And that's where they start to find themselves aligned with the notion of CalExit. And again, and that's why I say, you know, I was cogitating last hour with Dr. Garrow. Okay, the CalExit program, what does it do? It's a process of gathering signatures, and it's a process of getting a proposition for the 2018 ballot. The Jefferson's lawsuit is a lawsuit, and it's a process. Neither one of these will get you a state. Neither one of those. Isn't that interesting? Anyway, we got a break coming up. When we come back from the break, we're going to try and cover some real news, real things that we started out with. at the beginning of this hour, but, you know, that Dr. Garrell, boy, he got in the way, didn't he? Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you can also email me, paul at a21r.com, and I'm getting a lot of emails. Thank you very much. And last night, you know, what is with you folks? I had to have a little talk with my listening audience. What is with the Sunday night thing? I'm going to have to establish some rules and regulations. I'm going to have to become a bureaucrat. I'll become like, no, I won't do that. I won't do any of that. Okay, so the thing is, you guys are sending me emails, and some of them taper off into like 11 o'clock in the evening on Sunday evening when I'm trying to sleep. Now, I don't get the pinging thing. I took that thing off my phone a long time ago. But I don't listen. I don't mind. And you can email me anytime. I'm just saying, I think it's an interesting phenomenon. So because it's an interesting phenomenon, I will not regulate it like Jerry Brown would in California, or our good communist around the country might. Like, you know, let's say de Blasio from New York, or, you know, even, I don't even want to say his name, Rahm Emanuel from Chicago. He might think that you emailing me and all that stuff is a form of gun violence. email me, please. Okay, I don't know if you got that. Of course, you know, gun violence. And listen, this is craziness what's going on in Chicago. As many people, thousands of people have died because of why they're taking away the rights of legal law-abiding citizens' rights to protect themselves. And, of course, this always happens, doesn't it? It doesn't matter what society, what culture, what world. But if you take away gun rights, guess what? Violence and all the criminals have guns. It's just kind of logic. That's why we have to protect our Second Amendment rights and all of our unalienable rights given to us by God. Okay, so anyway, let's try and get back to some reality check here. And I've got a whole thing of show prep notes and everything. I blocked a whole bunch of stuff out in first hour. Second hour is just sort of run for your money stuff. And in the third hour, we're going to be talking to Chris Street about this fabulous article that he had posted up in Breitbart. Explosive stuff out there that's really coming home, causing a lot of thoughts to come home to roost on the progressive. Okay, this is from Breitbart, and I pulled this one up because I wanted to find out a couple of things about some of the state races out there that are happening. And they have a poll out right now. This is the headlines, and I haven't read the story, but I just want to bump this one by. Exclusive poll. McConnell-backed candidate slumps in Alabama as pro-Trump Mo Brooks surges in final days. So they're having an election in Alabama. Let's dive into this article a little bit. And this is by Matthew Boyle of Breitbart. And Mo Brooks, probably that's not Larry Moe and Curly Joe Brooks. It says, anyway, it says, about a week out from an all-important GOP election, this is a primary for the U.S. Senate seat in Alabama, vacated by, of course, Attorney General Jeff Sessions. The Washington, D.C. establishment candidates is slumping as two pro-Trump president conservatives surge. A new poll provided exclusively to Breitbart News by JMC Analytics, a Louisiana-based polling firm, shows Luther Strange tapering off in the polls as Representative Mo Brooks, a Republican from Alabama, surges ahead of him, and former state Supreme Court Justice Roy Moore remains steady in first place. Okay. So that's the way it's going to be. These establishment Republicans just aren't going to get in anymore. I think that's the way it's going to be. Much to the chagrin of the establishment Republicans. Since the poll shows Moore at 30%, Strange at 22%, and Brooks at 19%. Others combined for a total of 12%, while 17% are undecided. The poll of 500 Alabamians likely to vote in next Tuesday's primary was conducted August 5th through August 6th during the weekend with a 95% confidence interval and a margin of error of 4.4%. Assuming these numbers are accurate, they show Brooks surging behind Strange. Inside the margin of error in the final days, a silent majority similar to the one that elected Donald Trump, while Moore maintains a solid lead at the top. Roy Moore. Remember him? Alabama Supreme Court Justice Roy Moore, lifelong Alabamian, graduated from Brown High School in Italia, Alabama. Military Academy of West Point. He's quite a decorated guy. He became a judge in the 16th Judicial Circuit of Alabama and served out his election as Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court in 2000 to 2003. Judge Moore was removed from his position as Chief Justice by a judicial panel for refusing to remove the Ten Commandments monument that he installed in the rotunda of the Alabama Judicial Building to acknowledge the sovereignty of God. I mean, you know, listen, we live with God-given rights. He just might as well recognize it, right? That's the funny thing about all this. People just, we don't want God, and we can't have God. We'll just take Roy Moore out, and we'll demonstrate to everybody we can't have God in our government. And they just don't get it. Well, they don't want to get it because they want to destroy America. Listen, when these people start offending, now listen, if you have a belief, I mean, a true, if you are utilizing the rights of the United States of America and you have a deep-seated belief that you do not believe in God and these things offend you, that's fine. I get it. Now, when you go on a rampage and you get into a large ramping up of your, I guess it's your right to do that too, to protest. Is it your right to offend everybody else in the process? I don't think so. I just get it to the point where you're filing lawsuits, and I just don't think that that's a right for you to do that. Because we have God-given rights, and that's something that you need to recognize. The rights are given to us by God, not by man. And you are man trying to foist your laws on us, and that's not the way it works in this country. We have God-given rights. I know some people might argue that and say I'm just sort of a wacko conservative or whatever. I just go by what's in the Constitution. It's pretty simple. And Judge Roy Moore, I think, epitomizes that, and a lot of people don't like it. But, you know, he's ahead. So it looks like, in my opinion, coming up to the Tuesday election in next week, you might find Judge Roy Moore being the guy. Yeah, they've got all the poll results and all that stuff in the article. I'm not going to really get into that one because there's just so many other things going on, and we got to cover some ground here. McMaster worked at think tank backed by, are you ready, Soros-funded group that helped Obama sell Iran nuclear deal. I can't believe it, this McMaster guy. Now, we haven't talked much about McMaster. And I think we're going to, but we're running out of time in this portion. I'm going to skip over the McMaster story because there's some other things. Listen, I'm trying to catch up now. You know, it's kind of like you've been driving slow on the freeway, checking out all the views, and all of a sudden, man, you know what? I'm behind time, and I got to get to my destination. But I sense, because I'm seeing on my screen in front of me, that we're going to be interrupted by a break coming up. CNN Jim Acosta admits he's still clueless about U.S. immigration policy. Nice, nice. You know what I think that really, that and I'm talking to the Washington establishment, if you're press, if you're in Congress or whatever, you come out here to California. You come out here to Arizona. You come out here to New Mexico and Texas and sit along the border and understand what is going on with illegal immigrants. And you understand that these illegal immigrants are endangering themselves and risking life and limb to be here and being taken advantage of by who? People like Jerry Brown. It's despicable. The criminal act is not with necessarily, or the weight of it, with these illegal immigrants. It's on people like Jerry Brown. They're the criminals. Anyway, I'm sorry. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. I have to admit, I took the bait. I took the bait from Breitbart. I'm in hook, line, and sinker. By the way, I want to thank my neighbors. And they listen to my radio show. I want to thank them because, I live out here where you have a lot of stone fruit. No, not stoned fruit, such as stoned, Californians. Fruits and nuts, right? The land of fruits and nuts. Get it? California. They always say that. That, I think, is a thing that it's been foisted upon us by the left so that people will get the impression how crazy Californians really are. So, therefore, America don't care about it. We saw this with that Tucker Carlson interview with the clown from CalExit. That's all part of the whole deal. Anyway, so they bring over fruit because they have, I live in this Yuba area, Yuba City, California, which is one of the largest producers of stone fruit, peaches and... apricots and things like that. And, of course, there's huge fruit packing companies around here. Anyway, so they bring over a lot of fruit. It's this time of the year when they do that, when their harvest is coming in on the ranches and stuff. It's really, really neat. Anyway, I say that, but say thank you. And keep the faith. Okay, so listen, I took the bait on the McMaster thing about Soros. And I haven't read over it thoroughly, but I did get a chance to glance at it. I said, I got to talk about it because it's George Soros. It's George Soros Day on Agenda 21 Radio. It's George Soros every day because he's the main person behind destroying the United States of America. Okay, so this McMaster dude, he's kind of really, he's one of the guys in the crosshairs of Donald Trump. So this is an article that came out. Aaron Klein. See, the reason I took it is Aaron Klein because he wrote the book called Red Army, which was the book that came out in 2010 and explained all the members of Congress and everybody else that have become communists. And it's a lot of them. And all the different caucuses and so on and how they're part of Communist Party USA and all this other stuff and the many, many different offshoots. And then on top of that, what you get is you get... Trevor Loudon's book, The Enemies Within, that came out just a couple years ago. In fact, we had Trevor Loudon on the show first, in person, on air, doing a live broadcast from CPAC in 2016. So you may remember that. That was kind of an interesting time frame. So I took the bait because I really took it because I wanted to talk about it right now because of Aaron Klein, because Aaron Klein is really good and we know about his research. So anyway, this is, as the article goes, he's reporting from Tel Aviv. It says White House National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster served at a UK-based think tank financed by a controversial George Soros-funded group identified by the Obama White House as central in helping to sell the Iranian nuclear deal to the public and news media. McMaster. From September 2016 to February 2017, McMaster is listed as a member of the International Institute for Strategic Studies, IISS, not ISIS, but IISS, where he served as consulting senior fellow. The IISS describes itself as a world-leading authority on global security, political risk, and military conflict. The IIS has been supportive of the Obama administration brokered 2015 nuclear accord with Iran, and the group has repeatedly hit back against charges that Tehran has violated the agreement. Wow. And McMaster, now working in the White House, who's come under great scrutiny. I wonder why. Of course, he's the one who says it's okay if Susan Rice does what she wants to unmask people. See, the chickens have come home to roost for Mr. McMaster's here. This is me reading, talking extemporaneously, not reading from Aaron Klein. McMaster himself has been accused of purging the National Security Council of hardliners on Iran. And he is seen as a leading proponent of the Iranian nuclear accord within the Trump administration. He has reportedly urged the White House to rectify or recertify Iran's compliance with the Iranian nuclear deal. IISS website contains a list of groups, corporations, and government entities that provide funding to the think tank, including during the period of McMaster's work there. Curiously missing from the pages of donor, however, is the controversial Plowshares Fund, a grant-making group identified last year by the Obama White House as central in helping to market the nuclear deal to the news media. An archived version of the ISS donor page lists Plowshares as a donor. They're very shrewd about getting involved, being on their websites, and then all of a sudden it disappears. This is the Soros way. You see, he's got a lot of NGOs, non-governmental organizations, which can be set up very easily, by the way, that have developed to become, in many cases, shadow government arms and extensions. I'll give you a classic one, a shadow government arm and extension, the California Air Resources Board, which has no real authority. They're just thugs. And Jerry Brown loves them because they get $500 million from the CARB sales to the state government coffers. Well, you know, that's not a lot of money, and this whole CARB credit exchange is just a phony lie. We all know that. An archived version of the ISS's page lists Plowshares as a donor. Breitbart News has found that ISS is listed as a grantee for Iranian issues in Plowshares Fund's budget report of 2016. The report spotlights ISIS as a grantee for Iran, and work done by Michael Elliman, ISIS senior fellow for missile defense. In a recent ISIS analyst, Elliman cast doubt on charges that Iran and North Korea are working together on ballistic missile development. Listen, that notion has been going around a long time. I even had Major General Paul Valley come out to Yuba City, California, and tell me that. That was 4 years ago? Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Two, one, one, zero.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Wow, it's the top of the hour already. What is going on here? Anyway, Chris Treat is going to be joining us in the next hour. We're going to be taking on this whole Sanctuary City thing. Chris has got about 7,000 or 8,000 comments already on an article he put out yesterday. Wow. On this. It's the most sought-after article on Breitbart right now, so you can check it out. We reposted Chris's article. He sends us his stuff, too, for printing. So it's not just... We're on the distribution list because he is actually considered to be the co-host of this radio show, Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, so Agenda 21 Radio, I can't believe we're closing this hour out. It's just amazing. So many things to talk about and get done here on Agenda 21 Radio. So we're going to have to bump some of the things back. This McMaster story is very interesting because of the George Soros connection. And boy, George Soros is so connected to so many different things that we're finding out. It is amazing. And those people that are accepting money from George Soros, shame on you, especially when you're out parading around that you're going to give the people something that you're really not going to give them. And you're going to use George Soros to fund you for that. You have to ask, what is the other ulterior motive for these people? And I think Dr. Gao hit it last hour. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you can email me, paul@821r.com. And remember, support us by buying Numana. Numana.com/agenda for all of your prepper needs. Go visit that website. You'll be amazed at what you can get food that will last you 25 years in storage. Be prepared. Buy Numana. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.